Hi, and welcome home. My name is Roxy, and it is a real pleasure to meet you here again. The level of depth we are bringing through this conversation is unparalleled. We are stripping ourselves naked and bringing humanness as the core foundation of our experience. In here, you will realize that everything you were looking for was never lost. So through this episode, may your inner self be revealed to you, and let's return home.
There's really something that I wanted to introduce, and it's the art of, okay, I'm going to start with there. As a mentor, as a coach, there's nothing like supporting and being there with our client when they reach for the first time, their first, very first dream. Like, you know, like there's something there because the excitement is so strong. Like when you eat your first 10K a month, when you eat your first 100K a month, when you eat your first million, like this is goal, like money goal, but also like when you buy the freaking dream house, when you get married, when you achieve, like, you know, this, the kind of thing where it's like, you never really experienced something before, but you go for it. You know what I mean? Like the excitement of being there with your client with that is just, there's nothing like it. Like it's the best reward ever. But the thing that happened, and we had a conversation with my mentor, is like, but you are different. I'm like, why am I different? Because it's not your first million. I'm like, I know. And the thing about when you start to be an achiever and a dreamer and you go for more, the game now is to continue to be excited about the thing that gets predictable. And that's the truth. Okay? The conversation we had is like, can you continue to be excited even if it's the second time you have your 10K month? Or now it's like, of course I did again my 10K. Now I cannot be excited by this because I have another goal. Can you feel me? Or if it's your second 100K, if it's your second million, if you're, I'm talking about money because it's really tangible to understand, but it's about anything like that, right? It's like you have your first day, you're really excited, but then it's like the second day, well, okay. But then the excitement just starts to go down because it starts to be predictable. You know, are you really as excited about your partner waking up with you? Or it's like, it's been like 1,000 times that I wake up with him, you know? Am I really excited about the fact that he smells and we're in the morning, or it's just like predictable and that's it? There's no celebration there. It's like, it's predictable. What do I have to celebrate in here? Does it make sense what I'm saying? And she said, the thing that happened is to continue to celebrate yourself, even in the thing that are predictable, even in the thing that you know you can achieve because you've been doing it, but somehow you continue to celebrate and be grateful for it. Somehow you continue to say, you stack up the celebration instead of waiting for the next goal to celebrate. And we had the conversation because I'm going to have a conversation about the fact that our next milestones for us is not the 7 figures, but the 8 figures. Let's be honest. And she said, it's really a long road because we're about to reach it, the 8 millions in my lifetime. And she said, it's been a long road where you did your first million, but did you celebrate it every new million? And you can just extend and extrapolate this for your first 10K or anything like that. I'm talking about my story. And she said, how many times did you celebrate your next million? I'm like, I never celebrated other million. I'm waiting for the 8 figures to celebrate the next milestone. And she said, okay, that's a timeline that because you're an achiever and a dreamer, it won't take long. It will have take you what? I said 5 years to reach my 8 figures. And she said, but what's the next milestone after 8 figures? It's 9 figures. It's fucking damn long to do 90 millions now and wait to celebrate yourself because you would have to, because the next milestones in numbers is 100 million. Let's be honest. When you change figures. And she said, okay, so 7 figures to 8 figures is not that long, but now reaching the nine figures would be a heck of a ride, right? And she said, what, you're never going to celebrate anything, you're going to compound on it, or you're going to wait what, 50 millions and then you're going to celebrate? It's still long. It's 40 millions you have to wait until you really feel proud of your creation, instead of, because every new million would feel predictable and done and just like, of course I did another million. It's like my 50 million. And she was laughing, but she said, I know it feels stupid because we talk in million, but it's like that for everything. It's like, why would I really celebrate the fact that my husband is bringing me a coffee this morning? It's been like 300 coffee he brings me. You know, it's predictable. And we had a conversation about this. And here's something that just, boom, I realized. She said, as much as we cannot allow ourselves to celebrate the predictable, if the predictable doesn't happen, it is what hurts us the most. And I was like, oh. And that just was like, it opens me. Like, okay, your husband is not bringing you flowers every day, but what if you decide that he doesn't want to wake up with you every morning? You know? It's like predictable. He's waking up and choosing you every day. Wowness is his bringing you flower. Then he will celebrate the flower, but you're not celebrating the fact that he's choosing you every day. But if you decide to not choose you today, it will be the thing that hurts you the most, because it's the thing that you manifest the most, him choosing you. And it's the same thing with your client. It's the same thing with your money. It's the same thing with everything. Somehow we don't celebrate a predictable thing. But when the predictable thing doesn't happen, it is really what hurts us the most, because it's the thing that we're used to. It's the thing that we're comfortable. It's the thing that feels like home. It's the thing that we identify ourselves with. Like, you're married. So if your husband doesn't decide to be with you anymore, it's like it shakes you to the core, because it has become your identity. You're a married woman. You're a millionaire. So if you don't make your next million, it shakes you to the core, because you're not a millionaire anymore and you're not making it. Can you feel the difference into everything? And I really wanted to say this, because, you know, I've been into a path of like allowing myself to celebrate even more, to be okay with that. And like, there was this understanding, it's been a path. Like, I celebrate, I hide my celebration. Not a lot of people know what we've been achieving in my life. The thing that are just politically correct to share, we do it, but it has been like something that I've learned to put up front in my life. And what I decided to do, and it's really something that I'm sharing this with you, if you want to do it with me. But yesterday, what we do is, there's always a sculpture with my mentor where we celebrate our million. And so we buy this freaking like luxurious bottle of champagne, like a $1,000 bottle of champagne. And like, she's golden and everything, and it's really nice. And that was the first US dollar celebration that we did together. And what I decided to do with that is, because I'm a little bit like over the top all the time, I wrote a letter explaining what was this first million about. What was the journey for this million? And I decided to call it the $1 million story. So every new million that we're gonna do in the business and the team, we're gonna bring a bowl of champagne, and I'm gonna write a story, and I'm just putting it into this coffret. And somehow, someday, we're going to have my house on the side of the beach. You're going to have this room with all the bottles of champagne and all the story. You open the bottle and you see the story about this one. They're going to have like this kind of date. Like, okay, 2022, the first million. 2033, the 150K, like a million. This one. And it feels like a museum of like this milestones. And not just in my... I created this kind of form where every answer and data that I want to have, like how many lives did we change with that million? How many members we had in the team? What was my biggest breakthrough? What was the biggest challenge into this? What was this? So, and there's this kind of information where I feel like, well, I'm going to be really fucking old. And I want to just remind myself like what was happening with all the things, like how many lives did you change? How many things did you give? How many things did you receive? Like, it's not just about like celebrating the million. I wanted to have a story about each million. I wanted it to become significant and not just wait for the 8 figures or the 9 figures to come to then allow myself to celebrate the creator and the visionary in me. I really wanted to create something meaningful for me and learn to release any non-celebration connected with the predictable thing. Doesn't make sense? So I really wanted to introduce you with them, because there's so many things that are predictable in your life, but still somehow you're missing the whole point of them existing. Even if they are going out over and over again, because here's the thing, you're still manifesting it, even if it's predictable. It's still a manifestation, even if it's predictable. It's not like it's done and then it like when we take things for granted, this is actually where we lose the momentum in the manifestation. But it's still a manifestation. So when you really like allow yourself to also celebrate the predictable thing, but also celebrate the wild thing, the new thing, the potential thing, the possibility thing, the thing that exists that has never happened before, of course we celebrate it. But if we wait for the new things to come all the time to feel celebrated and to feel that we can only acknowledge the creator in us only when it's new thing, this is where it gets hard. Because the gap between each dream becomes bigger and bigger the more you go higher. That's the truth, you know? So for me, that was something really nice that I decided to do yesterday. And I bought this golden glass of champagne so that I can always drink with like this beautiful, luxurious bottle of champagne. And at the same time, having this kind of experience and writing it. And I was having fun. I was putting music. I was pulling out like this kind of a ritual where I was sipping my glass of champagne. There was too much champagne. I could not drink everything. My husband had the time. He was like drinking everything. I don't know how he's like up this morning, but that's another thing. But like I was sipping my glass of champagne and I was writing the story and I put it some music and I had fun. And it was really nice to just connect to the story, like who I had to became during this new $1 million goal. Like there was something so much bigger than the money, you know? But what I love about money is money cannot lie. It's so tangible. It's there or it's not there. That's the truth. Like there's nothing more tangible than money in life. It's like, it's there or it's not. With like, and there are so many ways. It's not about like manifestation has to come. Like, you know, there's three levels of income. There's money earned, portfolio, or passive incomes. Like the two others, it's not something that I teach, something that I've learned to about mentors that is really great with that. But now I'm talking about money earned and not passive income or anything. Maybe one day I would have another newsroom about passive income or anything. But like right now, it's more about like the money earned that we're celebrating in Sudan, you know? And and this is why I love it. Money cannot lie with money earned. It's like, it's tangible. It's there, it's not there. How much you're making, like it's so, so, so tangible. So this is why I love it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like, there's just, it's there or it's not there, how much, like it means anything other than what you decided to mean and how much you want to gain. Like there's no power over money. Like you are the one leading the conversation with money and the conversation about how much you want to have in your bank account, how much you want to earn, and what is the creation you want to do with that. So this is why I love to have tangible proof as the $1 million story, because there's so many things about it. And the story you want to create, choose one that feels activating for you. Because the truth is, I could have chose like the 8-figure story, or I could have chose the 6-figure story, but both of them didn't feel activated for me. The 7-figure story felt good. It felt really good for me. It felt like, okay. And maybe one day it would be too much to just do one bowl because I would drink every day because I would do 1 million a day. Then I would reframe the whole story. Then I would change it, you know? But right now, the $1 million story feels good. It feels like on the beat, because if I do the 6-figure story, I would drink a bottle of champagne a lot. Like I will become an alcoholic. So the truth is what it's important for us is to actually like create a space and a beat where it feels good. It feels celebrated. It feels like unique, but at the same time, there's a tempo. There's this building and stacking on top of. So I think what could be nice is what is the predictable thing that you know can happen, but at the same time, it feels activated. You won't drink a bottle of champagne every day. And it doesn't have to drink something, of course, but it's more like, how can you celebrate this story for you? That it feels like there's a momentum going on. And there's also this tangible proof into which you can upgrade and stack on and build on top of.
If you want to be live in the audience for this conversation, or even catch the replay for this one, join us in my free Facebook group, Sacred Heaven. The link is in the description of this episode. I love you, and I can't wait for you to feel how truly beautiful you are.